Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Connected, the theme for this National Lutheran Schools Week. Connected. We can all be thankful that things are connected. Can't even imagine if they weren't, right? This pulpit here is, you know, mostly wood, probably glue, maybe some other materials. It's all connected together. It's been connected by somebody who had an idea for it, and somebody who had that idea had a purpose for it. So this has all been brought together for a purpose. And you could say before this wood was part of this pulpit, it was part of a tree. And that tree had a purpose as well. And it had a maker. Right? So that tree came to be, and it came to be for a reason. And it's really, when you get down to it, a bunch of stuff connected together in a discernible order for a discernible purpose. Now you could take this to all levels of things and organizations. That's what an organization is. It's things organized, right? Connected. So you could say the sports team is organized. Like somebody puts a sports team together, and it's for a reason. So you've got a basketball team. That basketball team comes together. It's just individual players are the pieces, are the things that are connected together. They're not connected for no reason. They're connected and ordered toward a purpose. So the goal of the basketball team, well, there could be multiple goals. Maybe it's just to have fun. We should do more of that. But maybe it's to win. And so then each piece of the team, each part of the team that's connected together, they're connected together toward that goal. Now, if they're just, as we talked about on Tuesday this week, students, remember? If those players are all just doing their own thing and they're not following the plan of the coach, well, then they're disconnected and they're not going to meet their goals. They're probably not going to have fun. They're not going to win. But if they're united together by the plan of the coach, well, then they just might win. That would be the way to win. Each of those players is giving up their own idea of what would be great, of what would be fun, of what would make them look good. Each of them is sacrificing that to something higher. They're sacrificing it to a higher purpose. They're all sacrificing it to the same higher purpose. So you could see them, just picture them, all around down here. And then they're looking up to a higher goal, right? The goal toward which they are ordered is, you could say, above them. And as they look to the coach, the plan of the coach, the goal of the team, then they work together in good order and probably achieve their goals. You could say the same thing about a house or a building. We heard the students sing about Christ as the cornerstone, a building image. You could think also in 1 Corinthians, in our reading, Paul says, love builds up. This is what we're talking about, building something. Okay, so love is it's like the nails or the glue in construction, bringing things together. All right, and in a house, it's all got to be ordered. It's all got to be planned off of that cornerstone. You measure from the cornerstone so that everything's connected in the right way. And in a house, all the materials, they're all connected together, not towards some arbitrary purpose. There's no such thing, right? A purpose is not arbitrary. They're all the individual pieces are connected and ordered toward a goal. That goal would be providing something dry and warm and suitable for living in, right? So as those things are ordered according to the plan of the architect or the builder, then those things work together in harmony toward that purpose. They succeed in their intention. connected. We are all connected. So this you could call it a hierarchy, okay? We're all the individual parts sort of being ordered by something above them. This can be taken up to the level of everything. This is what Paul's talking about when he says this. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and for whom we exist. So all things, okay, these are the basketball players, or the components of the house, or the, right, but now we're talking on a cosmic scale, right, of everything. All things are from him and exist for him. For him. All things exist for him. We could call that the goal. Okay, so just like a basketball team is organized around a goal, okay, so that all their actions then are ordered by that goal, and are kind of moving toward that goal together. That's how they're connected. We all exist for God. In other words, we are ordered toward God. So we come from God, but then what coach's plan do we set our mind to? Right? What builder's plan provides our purpose by which we should structure our lives and together structure our lives toward? It's God's plan, the plan of the Creator. There's a purpose for a house. Builder doesn't just set up, set out to throw some stuff together for no reason. Everything that's built has a reason. Well, God made us for a reason. He made all things for a reason. So start to think, okay, how do I fit into that? Like what is my place in the builder's blueprint? That's why we look to God. That's why we listen to God's word. We listen to it and let it shape our hearts so that we become ordered toward God's plan. You could also think on the level of your heart. Okay, so we are a bunch of individual components. We are a bunch of things that are ordered together, and we do things for a purpose. So what is the goal toward which your thoughts and actions tend? Is it entertainment? Is it relaxation? Is it a better standard of living? Right? A moment of peace? Is it to build up your family? Right? You see, we make choices every day, lots of choices, about how to spend our time, about what to think about. And we order them towards something higher. They're all connected towards something higher. But what is it? For us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. Christ came to grab our attention. So Christ, Son of God, became a human being in order to draw our attention to himself, all of our attention together, so that looking to him, we would be connected. So that looking to him, our whole life would be connected together in an organized way toward a purpose, right? To gather our attention, our desires, our fears, our thoughts, all of it, to gather it all and make sense of it and organize it towards something good. The word God comes from the word good. The German word good, that's where we get our word for God. God, the highest good. Christ has come to restore our attention to God so that looking to him, following him, living in him, our lives become conformed to Christ. Right? He becomes, he takes all of our attention by faith. If we go through our day looking to Christ, that's the goal, that we would then be conformed to Christ. And in doing so, fall back into the design of the architect, fit into the blueprint. This is something that we can all do together. So in our school, students, in our school, you look to your teachers and you look to the principal, right? And they lead you to look to Christ and to look to God in faith. Right? In doing so, we're all ordered in the same direction. We're on the same page. We're one family in Christ. The alternative is to order ourselves according to something else, maybe willy-nilly, or maybe on purpose, but falling short of the highest good. So for example, if we raise children because we want to enjoy them, or because we want them to be successful and bring honor to us, then we're going to do our children a disservice, right? Because then they become a means to a goal for us that is not lifted up to the highest good. But if we raise children as creatures of God, right, creations of God, whom God has a plan for, right, and we kind of submit our own desires to Him, right, sacrifice our desire for them to bring us pleasure, or sacrifice our desire for them to bring us honor, then we can truly work for their good, right, looking to the highest good and learning from Him what His plan is for them. Learning from Him what is good. Then we can sacrifice our own desires that might otherwise become the highest good for us, right? Gods and lords, as Paul puts it. Of course, there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. This is the goal, is to look to God in faith. Do we fail at this? Yes. Do I fail at this? Yes. And that's what the cross is all about. Jesus came to a world broken and disconnected by sin. He came to a world filled with people like you and me, who often lift up our own desires and fears and such to the highest place, right? We become distracted by things that are not the highest good and end up hurting ourselves and those around us. Jesus came to draw us back to Himself, and in Himself to draw us back to the highest good, to reorder us. But He did it through the cross. The highest good became lowly for us and for our salvation. He sacrificed not just his time and attention, right, His honor, His glory. He hung on a cross and died for us. He showed us His love. And you know, it's love that builds up. Christ humbling Himself for us, sacrificing Himself on the cross, drew us to Himself in order to build us up in Him, in order to forgive our sins and take away all the things that disconnect us from one another and from God. Thanks be to God. You have been made for a purpose. You've been created by God. You're from God, and you exist for God. And He has come to you in His Son, Jesus Christ, and offered up everything for you out of love. He loves you that much. He pulls you to Himself with that much passion. He desires you to be connected with Him and with one another. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.